I would like to hear a stick shift by the Duels.
From KRSR, 10 golden years ago. Requested music.
No sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. She goes away.
Bill Withers, ain't no sunshine when she's gone. 2:44, request radio time. Tack Hammer with 85 degrees, partly sunny skies. Great day for the fair.
Come to Greenleaf in Apple Valley. Wander the woods and rolling hills of this wild new place to live. Greenleaf. There are wildflowers here, and chipmunks to tame, and birds you've never seen before, except maybe in books. Discover Greenleaf. It's a wild, new place to live.
This weekend, the best townhouse values in the Twin Cities. Come to Greenleaf. The Thompson townhouses priced from just $21,800, including two carpeted bedrooms, deck, garage, and private entry court. If you're paying $150 a month or more in rent, you'd be better off in a Thompson townhouse at Greenleaf. Grand opening this weekend. Take 35W South across the Minnesota River and follow the signs to Greenleaf by Orrin Thompson Homes.
One of the best-known chefs in the Twin Cities has opened his own restaurant. Charles and Gloria Aubin are your hosts at Charlie's Restaurant, 1895 North Rice Street. Superb food, friendly atmosphere, and reasonable prices. Charlie's features daily and weekend specials. A few of the menu delights include steaks, chicken, haddock, and Italian spaghetti, ravioli, rigatoni, lasagna, and of course the American favorite, delicious hamburgers. Charlie's is open every day from 11 a.m. until 8:30 p.m. Charles and Gloria Aubin are dedicated to hunger abatement. Hospitality, the good Minnesota brand of hospitality, is what you feel when you stop in for lunch or dinner at Charlie's Restaurant, 1895 North Rice Street. That's Charlie's Restaurant, 1895 North Rice Street. And remember, at Charlie's, they're dedicated to hunger abatement.
I have an instant request to hear. I think I'm going to love you for a long, long time, as soon as possible. Would you please play it? Thank you.
In Washington, Labor Secretary Hudson is asked about labor's opposition to the wage price freeze.
I don't think the opposition may have been as strong at the outset as the rhetoric indicated. It seems to me that what has happened is that now the leaders are taking a look at this circumstance, and they've decided that the important thing is what we do after the wage price freeze. And one way or another, they'll go along during this period, but they're very, very interested in what we do afterwards, and they should be because we're interested in it too.
Labor Secretary Hudson was on Issues and Answers on ABC. President Leonard Woodcock of the United Auto Workers says he's in favor of a permanent wage price review board after the freeze, with the force of public opinion the chief tool of enforcement. In Washington, Woodcock says,
"Well, I think we've come to a point in time where neither industry nor labor nor any other significant segment of our society is unresponsive to the power of public opinion. public opinion gets no chance in this area because the public has no notion of what the facts are. It's all in the realm of propaganda. There are no facts laid out for everybody to take a look at.
Leonard Woodcock was on Meet the Press on NBC, and now this.
Here's a possible opportunity for a two-way savings on a new 1971 GM car. Right now, GM dealers are offering a year-end savings on all 1971 models. In addition, if Congress repeals the federal excise tax on automobiles and makes the repeal effective August 15, 1971, General Motors will refund the full amount of this tax on all new GM cars purchased after this date. This tax could average about $200 on a new 1971 GM car. So there is no need for you to wait for the car you want, particularly now when GM dealers are having clearance sales right now, giving great deals on all new 1971 Chevrolets, Pontiacs, Oldsmobiles, Buicks, Cadillacs, and Opels. If you buy now, you may save two ways: on GM's refund of the federal excise tax and on your GM dealer's 1971 clearance sale values.
Ambush in Ireland. Two British Army trucks on patrol along the border between Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic. The trucks were jumped by armed men. There was gunfire. One British soldier was killed. ABC correspondent Mike Drexler reports another British soldier apparently was shot and wounded in Belfast. The Anglican canon John Collins wants Pope Paul to go to Northern Ireland on a mission of peace. Collins suggests that the Pope and the Archbishop of Canterbury go to Belfast and stay there as a symbol of Christian unity until Protestants and Catholics in Northern Ireland lay aside their differences and resolve to live in peace. It was a good turnout for the elections in South Vietnam today, despite a high point of enemy attacks. 75 to 80% of the 7 million eligible voters cast ballots for candidates for the lower house of the South Vietnamese legislature. It's too soon to say how the election went, but President Thieu is watching what candidates win as an indication of his popularity. Thieu again says the South Vietnamese presidential election will be held in October, even though he's the only man openly after the job. With Thieu running alone and all the charges of a rigged election, we asked ABC's Sid Burns in Saigon how American diplomats there feel about the presidential election.
I think after talking to this diplomatic source that the United States is not happy about the way the presidential race is turning out, but and all efforts seem to have failed to have it more than a one-man race, but that no action is really going to be taken, although Ambassador Bunker reportedly is going to continue his daily or weekly talks with President Thieu. Toward what end, we don't know.
Correspondent Burns says U.S. diplomats in Saigon insist the United States did not try to pressure General Big Min or Vice President Key into running against President Thieu.
The Minnesota 1971 traffic death toll stands at 598 today, compared with 620 by this date a year ago. The latest reported victim is 25-year-old Austin, Minnesota man John Philip Hovind. Authorities said Hovind was alone in his car about 2:50 this morning when it crashed into a parked car and struck a tree in Austin. Minnesota Senator Walter Mondale has called for comprehensive reform of the pension plan industry to ensure justice for American workers. The Minnesota Democrat, speaking to the Minnesota Building and Construction Trades Convention in Brainerd, Minnesota today, said the existing pension plan standards are so weak that the industry has been fairly described as the largest, virtually unregulated pool of funds in the country. Authorities in Phoenix, Arizona today said two Minneapolis women were arrested at Sky Harbor International Airport on charges yesterday of illegal possession of marijuana. The two women, both 20 years old, were identified as Betty Coors and Sharon Rawls. A suit will be filed against the federal government by a group of Minnesota conscientious objectors to secure veterans' benefits for COs performing alternate duty. The planned lawsuit was revealed yesterday at a statewide meeting of conscientious objectors for equal treatment held at the University of Minnesota. The Minnesota State Fair moved into its second day today under fair skies and balmy temperatures. So far, as of noon today, this year, 76,414 passed through the gates, as compared to last year's 69,924. The total for the fair so far today through noon was 244,467, compared with 215,100 last year. This year's fair is 29,367 ahead of last year's. Forecast for the Twin Cities, mostly sunny and warmer this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, with a chance of a few thunderstorms tonight into tomorrow. A high today of 92, low tonight 64. Right now, winds out of the southwest at 15, humidity 33%, skies partly cloudy. Twin City temperature, 85 degrees at 2:56. 1250 AM, 104.1 FM stereo. KRSI, St. Louis Park. 3 o'clock in the cities. Get on my request line now, huh? I'm waiting on you.
Baby, love me. Yes, yes, you do. All the girls out of sight, yeah.
He got the way to prove it.
Cherry, baby.
He got the way to move me.
All right.
She got the way to prove me.
Cherry.
She got the way to move me.
I see.
She got the way to prove me. Cherry.
That is Neil Diamond and Cherry Cherry from KRSI. 920-9999. Request line number 302. Tech Hammer. Playing too much music. Bread. Red, 85 degrees on Request Radio. 305 is my time. Give me a call at 920-9999. Got a request? That's the number to call now. Joan Baez.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Danville train.
This is Mason Prophet and O. Joe Clark on KRSI. Thanks for calling for 312 in the afternoon on a Sunday with partly sunny skies prevailing. Temperature 88 degrees. Tack Hammer here.
Do your thing at the bowl. The Burnsville Bowl.
Things do happen every night of the week in the El Matador of the Burnsville Bowl. On Monday, it's Amateur Go-Go Dance Contest with music by Gary and the Plymouth Rock Festival. Tuesday night is Ladies' Night. Roses, drinks, and three-door prize drawings each and every hour from 8 p.m. till 12:30. And at 12:30, it's a grand door prize drawing of the evening with everyone eligible. Every Tuesday through Sunday, the Burnsville Bowl brings in the finest musical sounds available for limited engagements. Your current musical host for this week only, The Spectacle. And every night after work is a special cocktail hour, along with movies and two-door prize drawings at 6 p.m., one for the guys and one for the gals. The Burnsville Bowl on Highway 13, just 2 miles east of 35W, where there's something great happening 7 nights a week.
Yes, do your thing at the bowl, the Burnsville Bowl.
Opening Tuesday, August 31st, the Spectacles at the Burnsville Bowl, the clinic performing tonight, my friend.
Hey, Joni, how about the beach tonight?
Yeah, okay.
Get some chicken for the barbecue. I'm going for a fast haircut.
Haircut? You cut off one lock of that hair, and I'll burn your bird.
Ooh, I love it long, just as long as you spray on. Groom and clean, I love it long, just as long as you spray on. Groom and clean.
New Groom and Clean hairspray. Made to hold long hair cool and easy. Natural, never sticky. Gives it that clean look.
I love it long, just as long as you spray on. Groom and clean, yeah, I love it long.
New Groom and Clean hairspray gives long hair that clean look.
Minnesota's largest Goodwill store, 2543 Como Avenue in St. Paul, is now open every Thursday evening till 8 p.m. for your convenience, or for the convenience of evening shoppers. Support the handicapped by shopping Goodwill. City's forecast, mostly sunny and warmer this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow with a chance of a thunderstorm tonight into tomorrow. High today, 92. Low tonight, 64. It is now 88 degrees at KRSI.
May I please hear Transfusion? I don't know who it's by, but if you could play it real soon, I'd really appreciate it.
KRSI. Old Gold.
Tooling down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine. Hey, man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign? Transfusion, transfusion. just a solid mess of contusions, line crowding hogs and speeding jackasses, so remember to slow down today.
Hey,
Daddy, make that type O, huh? Atta boy.
The most requested music. You want a rain dance with me? It's kind of a neat song. Hey, it's 3:20 on KRSI, 92 expected high today. Tack Hammer, man in the store till 6 o'clock.
Time to make plans to see the fall plays at the Guthrie Theater. The summer festival at the Guthrie is coming to a close, but the fall season with its exciting new trio of plays opens September 24th and tickets go on sale Monday. With good seats so hard to get this year, you'll want to make your reservations early for Shaw's comedy Misalliance, O'Neill's drama A Touch of the Poet, and Ostrovsky's farce The Diary of a Scoundrel. Check the schedule in Sunday's papers and order your tickets Monday.
Drugs influence. So do people. KRSI listens to people.
I took this capsule one time, you know, and it was supposed to be LSD, and it turned out to be belladonna. Me and my friend both took it, and we lost control of ourselves for like 3 days. And my friend's still in the mental institution in Bellevue. We just were seeing all these horrible, ugly things, you know. It was really too much for our heads, you know. We just freaked out. And, like, it's really horrible stuff.
Hi, KRSI. I'd like to hear Reflections by the Marmalade by 4 o'clock, if all possible. Thank you very much.
Hammer on KRSI.
Would you please play Different Drums by the Stone Pony? Thank you.
The most requested music. KRSI FM Stereo, St. Louis Park, plays too much music. New Colony 6 and roll on. Got something going on. 3:32 from KRSI, playing the most requested music.
Request radio.
950 AM, 104.1 FM stereo. KRSI, St. Louis Park.
358 with Tack Hammer on Request Radio.
In the hours before the morning, walking home, I pass her door, and I send a special prayer up to the room on the second floor.
Charlie, I want to cry, so help me light the light.
Welcome me, love. My name is Lonely, Brooklyn Bridge. It's 4 o'clock, 86 degrees. Tack Hammer on KRSI, playing too much music.
You were the sunshine, baby, whenever you smile. Oh, stormy.
Oh, stormy. All right, Classics 4, Tack Hammer at 4:03 on KRSI, 8:03. George Harrison, Beware of Darkness.
Watch out now. Take every word.
George Harrison and Beware of Darkness at 4:06 from his All Things Must Pass album. 86 degrees, request line 920-9999 from KRSI.
Opening Tuesday, August 31st, in the El Matador at the Burnsville Bowl. The Spectacles. This is a 10-piece horn group. Yes, I said 10. Direct from the Aquarius Lounge in Omaha. This group puts it all together, playing the heavy sounds of today. The Al Gonlin Inn and the Mother's Lounge, both in Chicago, are some of the other great night spots this group has appeared at recently. Yes, this is the type of group you'd expect to see at rock festivals or at a paid admission concert. But the Burnsville Bowl brings this 10-piece group to the El Matador for 1 week, starting Tuesday, August 31st, with no cover or admission charges. It's the Spectacles, direct from the Aquarius Lounge to the El Matador at the Burnsville Bowl, starting Tuesday, August 31st.
Okay, and don't miss the clinic tonight at the Burnsville Bowl this afternoon.
Baby, you take the car. I'm going to get a haircut.
Haircut? You cut off one lock of that hair, and I'll strip your gears.
Clean hairspray, made to hold long hair cool and easy. Natural, never sticky. Gives it that clean look.
I love it long, just as long as you spray on. Groom and clean, yeah, I love it long.
New Groom and Clean Hairspray gives long hair that clean look.
The Minneapolis Society for the Blind has now opened its new gift shop, the Treehouse. The Treehouse, located at 1936 Lindale Avenue South, features a wide selection of gifts and unique items. Proceeds from the sale of these items support rehabilitation programs for the blind. Forecast for the Twin Cities, mostly sunny and warmer this afternoon, partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow with a chance of a few thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Got that? High today, 92. I don't think we're going to make it. Low tonight, 64. High tomorrow, 82. It is now 86 degrees. Lost ground from last hour, temperature-wise. That's because the clouds out there. From Billy Jack, here's one kid.
Listen, children, to a story that was written long ago. One tin soldier rides away.
KRSI, Old Gold.
That's one I haven't heard for a long time. New Orleans, Harry U.S. Bonds. 4:15 on Request Radio KRSI. Playing too much. T-Rex. Banging on.
Well, you're dirty and sweet. Cat and dog, don't look back. And I love you. You're dirty and sweet. I'm mad. Why? I'm still thinking.
4:19 on KRSI. Tack Hammer, make it with the music. By request.
Good afternoon, KRSI. Could I hear your song by Elton John? Thank you very much.
The most requested music.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
Hello, KRSI. I listen to you every day, and I was wondering if you could play an oldie, What Now My Love by Sonny and Cher.
From KRSI. 5 golden years ago.
On a Sunday afternoon from Request Radio, 86 degrees in the city.
Record the sounds you'd like to keep and play with a quality tape recorder from Team Electronics. The selection is great at Team in reel-to-reel and cartridge recorders, some combined with radio, some portable, and some for home use. Top brands, wide selection, and the right price add up to your satisfaction in tape recorders from Team Electronics.
KRSI FM Stereo, St. Louis Park, plays too much music. That's the undisputed truth. Got a request line at 920-9999. That's how you get me. Tell me what you want to hear. Beatles from Sergeant Pepper. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. 4:39, Tack Hammer with 86 degrees on a fair Sunday. Great Sunday.
Oh, 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 baby, I need your loving.
Johnny Rivers, baby, I need your loving. Gotta have it all, baby. 4:42, request for new time, 86 degrees in the city's got a request, dial 920-9999, that's how you do it.
Living Water.
Living Water, 2015 Lowry Avenue North, repeats this fantastic offer by popular demand. 20-gallon all-glass tropical fish aquariums. This week only, $11.99 each. Limit one per customer. This is sale number 5. And this week only at Living Water, 2015 Lowry Avenue North, Minneapolis. Every child accompanied by an adult will be given a free goldfish. Open daily till 10 p.m., Sundays noon until 8 p.m. Don't miss this special repeat. This repeat sale on 20-gallon all-glass tropical fish aquariums, only $11.99. Now, at Living
Water.
It's
time to make plans to see the fall plays at the Guthrie Theater. The summer festival at the Guthrie is coming to a close, but the fall season with its exciting new trio of plays opens September 24th, and tickets go on sale Monday. With good seats so hard to get this year, you'll want to make your reservations early for Shaw's comedy, Misalliance, O'Neill's drama, A Touch of the Poet, and Ostrovsky's farce, The Diary of a Scoundrel. Check the schedule in Sunday's papers and order your tickets Monday.
To say when you're really hungry? Big Mac. Two juicy beef patties, cheese, lettuce, special sauce on a three-decker sesame seed bun. It's no small thing.
Communication and understanding between father and his first, second, or third grade daughter can be strengthened in an atmosphere of companionship and shared experiences. The Y Indian Princess program offers just that. Through craftwork, weekend outings, group singing, tours, and other activities, you can have your child join the Y Indian Princesses by contacting the nearest YMCA. City's forecast, mostly sunny and warm this afternoon, partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, with a chance of a few thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Got that? Low tonight, 64. High tomorrow should be about 82. It's now 86 degrees at KRSI. Fiji at 444.
Request Radio, KRSI.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.